2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Finally, brothers, pray for us, so that the word of the Lord will have free course and be glorified, just as it is with you, and that we'll have deliverance from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all men have faith. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and keep you from evil, and we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will do the things we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walks disorderly and not after the tradition that he received from us. For yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we didn't behave ourselves disorderly among you, nor did we eat any man's bread for nothing, but work with labor and travail night and day, so we wouldn't be indebted to any of you. Not because we don't have authority, but to make ourselves an example to you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if anyone wouldn't work, he shouldn't eat. For we hear that there are some who walk among you disorderly, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But you, brothers, don't be weary in well-doing, and if any man doesn't obey our word by this letter, note that man and have no fellowship with him, so he'll be ashamed. Yet don't count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. The greeting of Paul with my own hand, which is a token in every letter, so I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.